e.g. White Vision at East Portland. It is clear that matters relating to the Raymond case were opened up to Ellen White while she was at the meeting of the Pacific Coast Council. At several points in her 9-page testimony concerning Raymond and the handling of New Light, Ellen White makes such statements as Brother D. Raymond was presented before me. God has presented this matter before me in its true light. Brother D's heart is not right. Loughborough, in giving an address at the General Conference session 9 years later, stated, I have seen Sister White in vision about 50 times. The first time was about 40 years ago. Her last open vision was in 1884, on the campground at Portland, Oregon. In her testimony article written in 1884, which opens on page 289 of volume 5 of the testimonies, Ellen White touched many points and sounded several warnings. We make reference to a few. By his freedom in gathering up and repeating false reports, he, Brother D, has come in between the people and the message which God has given his ministers to bear to them to fit them to stand in the day of the Lord. His good traits have made him all the more dangerous, for they have given him influence. Page 289. While he is laboring under its the conferences sanction, his brethren have a right to suppose that his views are correct. And with this sanction his influence has been a power for evil. Page 290. Suppose that Brother D leads the people to question and reject the testimonies that God has been giving to his people during the past 38 years. Suppose he makes them believe that the leaders in this work are designing, dishonest men, engaged in deceiving the people. What great and good work has he done? It is a work exactly similar to that of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and with all whom he has influenced the result will be disastrous. Page 290. God has not passed his people by and chosen one solitary man here and another there as the only ones worthy to be entrusted with his truth. He does not give one man new light contrary to the established faith of the body. In every reform men have arisen making this claim. Page 291. That which Brother D calls light is apparently harmless. It does not look as though anyone could be injured by it. But, brethren, it is Satan's device, his entering wedge. This has been tried again and again. One accepts some new and original idea which does not seem to conflict with the truth. He talks of it and dwells upon it until it seems to him to be clothed with beauty and importance, for Satan has power to give this false appearance. At last it becomes the all-absorbing theme, the one great point around which everything centers, and the truth is uprooted from the heart. No sooner are erratic ideas started in his mind than Brother D begins to lose faith and to question the work of the Spirit which has been manifested among us for so many years. Brethren, as an ambassador of Christ I warn you to beware of these side issues, whose tendency is to divert the mind from the truth. Error is never harmless. It never sanctifies, but always brings confusion and dissension. It is always dangerous. Page 292. Wagoner stated in his report, though it seemed harder to approach the people here than in the meeting at Walla Walla, there was a more thorough work done at the East Portland meeting than at the other. Almost all broke down and made an entire surrender of their prejudices and opposition to the action of the General Conference. Hearty confessions were made, and strong pledges to stand by whosoever should be sent to help them. Elder Boyd was very cheerfully re-elected president, and we believe he has consecrated associates in his fellow officers. The way was now open for the meetings to climax in a strong, devotional atmosphere. Monday, the last day of the council, 25 were baptized in the Willamette River, close to the campground. Raymond and Jones, both of whom needed broader experience, were assigned to work in other states. Within a few years Raymond was lost sight of, but Jones worked up to the position of associate editor of the Signs of the Times, to be followed by other positions of trust. Loughborough was elected president of the Upper Columbia Conference, with the understanding he would divide his time between that field and other areas where he was needed. The cause of God was greatly hurt by what had taken place in the Northwest over a period of several years. Wagoner made this observation. In the work of establishing this truth, it was far different. Those whom God evidently set forth to develop this faith labored for unity, not distraction. They carefully and prayerfully examined the points, and when they had constructed their argument, they submitted it to the judgment of their brethren, and only taught and published it after it was approved. And if by any means a point was put forth upon which there was not agreement, its projectors carefully abstained from further teaching it. And God blessed this method, and His Spirit approved their work. But men have always come up who gave no evidence that the Lord had set them forth to bring out the faith, who seize upon some point, either untrue or unimportant if true, and without consulting their brethren of experience, thrust it before the weak and inexperienced as new truth which is calculated to greatly strengthen the message. But wherever such a work is found, confusion and distrust are sure to follow.